everyone, it's Allison here to announce that I have officially opened a relationship coaching business. That's right, I now am seeing individuals and couples for sessions where we work through our relationship issues, our thoughts around dating, how to better communicate with our partners, all with a real mental health focused framing. So if you're interested in booking a session or learning more, please go to my website, allisonraskin.com/coaching, or email me at raskincoaching@gmail.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite exploration into Reddit. What? Into Reddit. Who? Into Reddit. How? Give me the juice.
Huzzah. What is that, the juice?
Yeah.
I no longer want the juice. I no longer wish to have the juice, Your Honor. Send the juice away.
What's your favorite kind of juice?
Great question. I love juice. Probably, I guess, orange juice. I like a grapefruit.
Yeah. Have you ever had honeydew juice?
No.
Really good.
Okay. Cranberry. And
watermelon juice is very good.
Yes, watermelon.
My favorite juice is called Happy, and it consists of pineapple juice, mint, and I don't remember the third ingredient, but it's very good.
Where are you getting it?
Creation.
Oh, Creation with a K.
Mm-hmm. Well, we grew up with a juice called the Combo.
What's in
which
that?
Which was orange juice and grape juice mixed together.
A combo.
So it'd be like, I want a combo.
This is in your house?
Citrus splash.
It's delicious.
Your parents' house?
Yeah.
Grape juice?
Grape juice and orange juice. My dad drinks grape juice like every day because he doesn't like wine.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Grape juice and orange juice. Okay, I've never thought of those
together. The combo. It's very good. It's very good.
Does he get the grape juice that comes in like the wine bottle? The like, I don't know. There's this one grape juice that I love a lot, but I don't know what it's called because it's in Hebrew. So
Manischewitz.
No, what I'm drinking has no.
Manischewitz is not alcoholic.
Yes, it is.
No, there's Manischewitz grape juice as well.
Okay, but traditional Manischewitz is alcoholic.
Well, I'm drinking grape juice that's in Hebrew that I don't know what it says.
It's Manischewitz, my love.
But I go and buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I don't go. It is brought to me.
By Jews?
Yeah. There's a little Jewish store that I buy it from.
Do you go to the Jewish market?
I don't go.
Oh. The Jewish market has some great stuff.
I found it during the pandemic when all the other stores were out of food. And I found that somehow. I don't know how.
Okay.
And then ever since.
Jewish market has some great stuff. Bombas. Yep. Those Bombas, not the socks.
I love those socks.
The things that are, they're like peanut butter, Cheez-It, cheese, what is it called? They're like peanut butter
Cheez-It?
No, like awful. Cheese puffs. Oh. Like peanut butter, what is it called?
A peanut butter puff?
Yeah, puffs. Yeah. And then there's also something I love called Milky, which is like pudding. What?
Is that candy?
No, it's like pudding. It's like pudding with like the whipped cream is like part of it. Whipped cream is like in it. It's really good. We used to go to the Jewish market all the time when I was growing up. Next to a place called Jerusalem Pizza.
Nice.
In Florida.
Manischewitz has 11% alcohol.
Well, what I'm ordering is not that.
Okay, but I just want to say
grape juice.
I just want to say when people say Manischewitz, they're referring to the wine. You can then specify and say Manischewitz brand grape juice, but Manischewitz is wine.
Okay.
Traditionally, colloquially.
Okay.
And I will die on this hill.
I wasn't arguing.
I care about.
All I said was what I was drinking did not have wine in
it. I understand. I took it too far. I apologize.
Do you like Creation?
Yeah.
They have good stuff.
Yeah.
I've never been. I'm more of a Jamba Juice gal.
I mean, Jamba Juice is fine when you're being basic, but I'm but anything but basic.
I'm a Jamba Juice boy. B-O-I-E. Wow. How dare you speak ill of Jamba Juice, the thing that saved my life. Every time I've had a mental breakdown, all I want is Jamba Juice.
I do really? Love
yes.
the peanut. I usually hate peanut butter and chocolate and banana together,
yeah.
but what? Their peanut butter, chocolate, banana smoothie.
Amazing.
Yeah. Never had anything else that's brought me joy.
The like first that. Time that I went to a Michelin star restaurant, they had a dessert at the end that was called the Elvis, and it was peanut butter, banana, chocolate, and then wrapped in gold, edible gold foil.
Today, my dad sent me an email about a gold egg they found in the ocean.
What?
Yeah, I got to tell y'all about this. They found a gold egg in the ocean, and it looks like whatever was in it came out.
What?
It's very spooky.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I get an email from my dad this morning. I wake up, see in my inbox, my dad sent me an email entitled UFO? Perfect.
And your father sends emails all the time,
all right? the time, yeah. He sends a, because he's like, now that he's retired, he's finding all the viral videos from, you know, 2015, of 2011. He'll send something like, must watch, and I'll look, and it's like from 2007.
When was this?
This, though, was from September 7th, so yesterday.
Okay.
What's today, the 8th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from yesterday. Scientists found a golden egg deep in the sea near Alaska, but what is it?
It's cracked open?
A smooth golden orb has been found deep on the Alaskan seafloor, and marine scientists admit they have no idea what it is, although they speculate it could be the egg casing of a mysterious creature.
Wait, it's gold, gold? Like yes. gold, gold.
Look at it.
But like what we use for necklaces.
No, gold. No, it's just the gold color.
Ooh.
But they said the unusual soft material was discovered last week by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
I think it's a Pokemon.
I mean, it could, people are saying it could be the egg of an alien or a predator.
Wow.
It's fascinating. I'm excited. But I'm a little worried that whatever it is, it clawed its way out of the egg.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning of the horror movie.
Exactly.
It's 'cause I was not expecting you to say the egg was cracked open. So when you were like, and it was open, I was like, oh, here we fucking go. Yeah. Oh, no.
We are all in trouble.
Okay. Anyway, can I do this Reddit that I found?
Please.
Okay. There's a very funny Reddit that I found called R. Sappho and Her Friend. And it's basically like all the things in history that are like, this is so clearly gay or lesbian. The historians are like, and they were roommates.
Yeah.
So it's like literally this, like two authors of the same gender wrote love letters to each other, frequently gave each other gifts, were buried together. Historians, oh my God, they were roommates. So it's just basically like all these things where, because Sappho was a poet. Do you know Sappho?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well,
I know sapphic means.
Sapphic?
No. What's that?
Sapphic.
Sapphic.
Okay.
That means like lesbian love.
Yeah, like women loving women. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So Sappho was a poet who was on the island of Lesbos, which is why they're called lesbians.
Oh.
And Sappho wrote a lot of like women loving women poetry. And I actually dated a girl with a big Sappho tattoo.
On the small of her back?
Or I on think the on, front her, of on her whole back.
Wow.
On her whole back. Shout out, you know who you are. And so basically, like, it's this thing where people will often, historians or people will be like, oh, wow, they wrote these, like, amazing poems for each other. I guess they were friends. Like, my favorite is Emily Dickinson wrote a poem to Sue Gilbert, or not a poem, a letter that was like, I got your letter and I was so excited to get a letter from you. I opened it and I licked on the envelope where you must have licked for traces of you. And then people are like, what good friends?
Besties.
Literal besties. Love them. So it's just like all.
Do you have a specific post, an example?
It's not always like history. So there were these things called Boston marriages. Do you know what a Boston marriage is?
Yeah, it was like when two women would like clearly be in a romantic relationship.
But they would be like, we're getting married for financial reasons. Wow. And this was like way back in the day. Or also, do you know the story of David and Jonathan from the Bible?
No, but can I ask another question about a Boston marriage?
Yeah.
How could they weren't legally married because you weren't allowed to be.
It's a non-traditional domestic relationship between two middle or upper class women. So they were financially secure enough to choose whether or not to enter a conventional heterosexual marriage with a man. And so instead they didn't. And they just lived together through the decades. These women were presumed to be asexual, thus the name Boston, which according to authors probably referred to the Puritan and asexual nature of the relationship. But then people were like,
I got news for you.
Smirk. Smirky, smirk, smirk.
What's from the Bible now?
Okay, so in the Bible, David and Jonathan.
No. I know David and Goliath.
Yeah.
Same David. So it's that guy.
I like to dance like David.
What?
David liked to dance.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
She knows Bible stuff.
I grew up in, my mom's liturgical dance. A minister.
Liturgical dance.
Oh, right. Liturgical dancing. You've talked about doing that before.
Yeah. I'm 3-time international champion, baby.
I can't with you today. It's too much.
Oh.
It's too fascinating.
You didn't know?
I think I did.
Yeah,
it's just so
about
fascinating.
It. Liturgical dance.
Oh, I wish I did anything.
So Jonathan and David were like besties, but there was like this whole thing in the Bible where they're like obsessed with each other. And they're just like literally like making eternal vows of love to each other between God. And like, it's all this stuff.
You know what book in the Bible I like?
The Book of Ruth.
Nah.
Oh, really? I know nothing about it. I just know my mom's name is Ruth.
Song of Solomon.
Why? What's it about?
Sex.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Song of Solomon. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Yeah. That one. Oh, that's one of my favorite sayings from the Bible. Anila dodi vila dodi li.
You guys have lost me a while ago.
Anyway, sorry. But yeah, David and Jonathan were like obsessed with each other. But then I just saw this funny thing that someone was like, yeah, me and my brother are named after them. And then all these people are like, awkward.
Spring is all about fresh starts and growth. What better time to start learning a new language? With Rosetta Stone, you can make real progress in a way that feels natural and engaging. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, offering an immersive and effective approach that helps you absorb and retain a new language naturally, on desktop and mobile, whenever and wherever it fits your lifestyle. Looking to learn faster and retain longer? Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, helping you think and communicate with confidence. There's no English translations, so you truly learn to speak, listen, and think in your chosen language. Plus, it will help you with perfect pronunciation. The built-in True Accent speech recognition technology provides real-time feedback, helping you sound more natural. It's like having a personal language coach guiding your accent every step of the way. And if you're thinking, this all sounds great, but I'm also looking for an incredible value, well, have I got news for you, because you can get a lifetime membership that gives you access to all 25 languages, so you can learn as many as you want, whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Just Between Us listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today.
Hey y'all, have you ever had those days where everything just feels harder than usual and you can't quite figure it out? You know, I've definitely had my fair share, and I totally get how frustrating it can be. Recently, I've learned that sometimes it's not just stress or lack of sleep. It also could be my hormones at play. And see, that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. All you have to do is answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you are in life. And you know what? The best part is after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz and I went through and I answered questions about my mood and how much sleeping I was getting and if I was having any mood swings or if I was feeling bloated or anything. And the results provided me with so much insight. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. So by taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and how you can make small, intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz really helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer for your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with our code JustBetweenUs at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code JustBetweenUs for 15% off today.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/affirmations or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/affirmations.
Okay, can I share from a subreddit called Two Hot Takes?
Yeah.
The podcast?
It might be. I think it might be the subreddit for this podcast I've never heard of.
Yeah, it is.
Is that a famous podcast?
Yeah.
What's its bit? Just like fun?
They take hot take. They do hot takes.
Okay, yeah. Cool. This has the tag personal write-in.
Okay.
My fiance is asking questions about my sex life. I don't want to lie, but I need to know the best way to answer honestly without hurting him. Mm. My fiance also uses Reddit and has seen things I posted before, and I don't want him to see this.
Okay.
My fiance has been trying to get me to tell him he is the best lover I've ever had.
That's a losing game, my friend.
From a purely physical sexual chemistry, this isn't exactly the case. Of course, I love sex with him so much, I'm going to commit to sex with him and only him for the rest of my life. We have a very active sex life, and we both have a lot of fun. That's enough for me. Fun, loving sex is all I want in a relationship. I've had amazing sex before, and it's not really all that. I'd much rather have my fiance, who is good in bed and an amazing man and partner, than be with the guy who I would say I was the best sexually with, who was an immature, borderline alcoholic douchebag who only wanted to see me when we were going to have sex. Amazing sexual chemistry and physical compatibility means nothing to me if every hookup leaves me feeling used after.
True. Sing it, sister.
So obviously I can't tell him in this way. I know how boys are, and I know this would shatter his ego and change our relationship forever. The other thing is, I don't want to lie to him. I want to tell him the complete truth. To me, it feels more disrespectful to placate him and lie to him about this. When he asks me if he's the best, I've been telling him that I don't compare sexual partners, which I don't typically do, and that I love having sex with him, which leads to more probing questions, which I do my best to dodge. I'm unsure what the best way to give him an honest answer is.
My dude, my bro, everyone listening, sit down, light a candle, stare at the phone or whatever you're using to listen to this podcast. Stop fucking asking people this question. It's a losing game. You don't want to know the answer. And even if they do tell you the answer you want to hear, you don't know if it's a lie. Why are you poking the bear? Why are you literally going into your nice, beautiful relationship and taking the bee's nest that it is and kicking it to the ground and shaking it open? Stop asking this. Live your life.
Wow. Okay. I agree. But also, I think that the way, if you're looking at sex as a whole, like and not just a...
Oh, I get it. That took me a while.
As a whole, and not just like the physical act, but yeah, like the emotional act, mm-hmm, with this. This is the best sex that
that's
she's
had. That's what someone
had.
Said, yeah.
So that's the top comment said, based on how you describe your sex life with him, that he is the best for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a way to spin it, and you're not really lying.
Spin yeah. it. To me, that seems
that's
like...
That's the answer.
That it's true, yeah.
Yeah, that it's true. Like... It might not be like yeah, physically the best that you've had, but like if you look at it from every angle, you know, put a camera in there to look at it.
Sure.
Or from every
study it, uh-huh, like after a football game.
Mm-hmm. And then and you're like putting your emotions and your feelings, mm-hmm, and your thoughts, like all that together is like sex to me. It's not just yeah, fucking.
Can I say railed. Something controversial yet brave?
Absolutely.
Two hot takes.
It is two hot takes. Okay. When someone's like, am I the best you've ever had? Here's the thing. When you're with someone, like it's about different times.
Mm-hmm.
So like one time with someone could be like the best time, but like, then it's not like every single time is mind blowing or like, does that make sense? Like how can you quantify, oh, this person that I'm with is like better at sex than this other person or this is the best or whatever, because maybe one person you only had sex with them twice, so you're judging them off of that versus
right,
like someone else you're judging them off of like being together for 4 years versus like or like, hey, we that time that we were really tired and we jerked off next to each other versus like the time that we like had a
right,
really good time. Like
that's
it's
what I was
all
gonna say. And like there's different like goals with sex too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wanna fucking go to sleep. Sometimes
right,
I might like wanna have like an emotional connection.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, there's
so
different moods
right,
from what you're into at the time too. So it's all subjective.
Yeah. Or like something can be like particularly good, not because of the person or anything they're particularly doing, but because of the scenario.
Uh-huh.
And like
you're on a plane.
Yeah. Like you're on a plane.
Or like on a
cruise ship.
Crate.
What? A what?
A crate.
Like a crate in like a warehouse. Like
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. Like,
a packing crate.
Is that your best?
You just love to be covered in styrofoam.
There wasn't
ew,
any styrofoam.
That's my nightmare.
There wasn't any styrofoam involved.
There was a real crate?
Yeah.
Where were you? In a storage unit?
Actually, right down the street, to be honest.
What?
In a storage unit?
It wasn't a storage unit.
I don't understand.
It's a coffee place down the street. And it wasn't even when I was living here.
I'm calling OSHA right now.
I don't understand. So you were in a coffee shop and you found a crate and then you went into the crate and had sex there?
Not no, in the crate. On the crate.
On the crate.
So like in a storage room.
Yeah.
In the back.
In the back of the coffee shop where I seen this person work.
Okay.
Thought it was empty, then somebody came in.
Work.
Wow, this is riveting. So, Gabe, how many times have you been asked this question based on how heated
yeah,
your response
very,
was?
Yeah.
I'm asked it a lot. No. You guys are just going to think that I'm lying or like being myself. So I don't even want to get into it with
no,
you.
That you're told all the time.
I'm told that a lot. Yeah. Which I've started to joke. Like I texted Drew one time and I was like, must I be the best sex of everyone's life? It is starting to become a burden.
Wow. This explains a lot of your arrogance.
I'm told it a lot. And like some people it's funny because then when it doesn't go well with someone, I'm like, wow, this must really not go well because like, we must not have chemistry because
I'm great at this.
I'm pulling all the stuff. You know what I mean? Like this must not be going well. But like not even just, I've told, like people have said like, oh, I've like, I think because here's the thing. I think because I'm so non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And so like open that like the people that I've been with have
open.
Felt more hell yeah, have felt more comfortable coming to me with stuff that is a little bit stranger. So then they feel so grateful and so like, wow, like I'm exploring this thing I've never explored before. So they've mistaken it for like me being special in some way.
Oh, that makes sense.
But really all it is that I'm not judging them, and that when they're like, I have this weird thing where I need you to punch my dick, I'm like, fine.
Well, it's not even just not judging it. It's that you're game to try it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like willing to give it a go, and people mistake that for like, wow, you're the one person who whatever. So people like get pretty, I don't know what the word is.
Attached.
Yeah.
Early in my sexualhood, someone told me that I was really good at this specific thing.
Hell yeah.
And it like really pumped my ego. And now every guy that I'm with, I'm like, I have to be the best at that thing. Aww. And so now like it's like a badge of honor for me.
Hell yeah.
Do you go in telling them to expect greatness? Well, no, or you surprise them with it.
When they walk in, she's got trophies and medals up. Sort of like she's done gymnastics. And like she's like, oh, don't mind my degree from mm-hmm. X university. Uh-huh. You know? I get exactly. that.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying also, if you're listening and there's like one and you meet someone and they're like the first person to let you do some sort of kink or to open, whatever, you're not in love with them. Mm-hmm. And that's my advice to you.
Maybe they are, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to read one of your no stupid question one?
Oh, sure. Well, what this isn't a really one. This is just a funny tweet that I saw that made me think of you, Allison.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. It's from Clever Comebacks, and it says, if a beautiful woman disagrees with me, I will immediately change my views. I have no principles. Then underneath it, someone wrote, well, maybe you should have principles. And then the guy wrote, you're right. Maybe I should.
Oh, that's beautiful. Good. That's good.
It made me think of Allison. Like, that's your type of humor.
Okay. It really is.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. So this is no stupid questions. Why do men refuse to go into a woman's purse even when asked? I fully expect some humorous answers to this and welcome that in addition to some truth. Can someone please explain to me why almost every man I've ever come across refuses to go into a woman's purse to grab something, even if asked? What brought up this question? Right now, I carry a small purse, like the size of a clutch, so not much in there. Tonight, I asked my boyfriend to grab my vape out of my purse because it was quite literally sitting right next to him. Knowing guys, including him, and their weird feelings about doing this, I tell him, just open it. It's like the only thing in there with my chapstick. Nope, he grabbed the whole thing and handed it to me. I kind of understood him doing this when I carried a big bag because it's a big bag and they get lost, LOL. But a tiny one? I don't get it. It's been this way with every guy I've been with, any guy friends, and even my brother. I remember one time in particular, I asked my brother to grab something out of there and he brings me the whole thing and said, I ain't going in there. He was like 30. It's not something I ask guys to do a lot and I'm not lazy. It's just something I've noticed and I'm seriously curious about. Why are guys so afraid of women's purses? What do you think we keep in there? If you are specifically told you can go in there to grab something, sometimes my boyfriend's stuff is in there and he's asking for it, he still brings me the whole goddamn purse. LOL, why don't you just grab it?
Can I share an entirely false sexist belief that I have?
Please.
And then I'll share another thought that I have that okay. It's not sexist, but go ahead.
If I were to be, you know, someone from 2010 believing in gender binary.
Okay.
Men can't find things. like John can't fucking find anything. It'll be like, oh, where's this? I'll be like, it's over there. He's like, nope. And then I go and it's right there.
Yeah.
My dad is the same way. Yeah. And so I don't think it's necessarily a fear of what is inside the purse, but an unknown inability to locate it. And therefore they would rather you just do it. But I don't believe that because now it's 2023.
But yeah.
That's my sexist take.
No, I've seen enough heterosexual couples, boomer or whatever, Gen X, older couples that are like, yelling at each other, literally, like, where's the thing? It's right there in the cabinet. I don't see it. Where? It's right there. I don't see it. Ugh. And then the woman gets up.
Yeah.
And she finds it.
Right. That's my life.
Yeah.
Like, John doesn't even know where things, like, doesn't even have a concept of where things are located in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know, Gabe, if you came across this being in the South, but like in the South, I know, like, you're taught not to go in a woman's purse. Like, that is like bad. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it's like, you don't do it. It's like bad manners to do that.
Even if you're asked to?
Yes. Like, you wouldn't be asked to. Like, a woman would private. Never. Yeah. It's like, a man doesn't go in your purse and you'd never ask for anything, like, out of your purse.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about it. And yeah, like, a lot of times John will need my debit card to take cash out. And he will, like, I have to go get the debit card.
Yeah.
Like, he won't go in my purse and just take my wallet and find it. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, a respect thing. I don't, or, but I'm like, just get this taken.
Here's my thought process. I think that from a young age, I think they're nervous. They're going to reach their hand in and just pull out a million tampons.
Yeah.
I think they're so scared of touching a tampon.
And then I got mad one time. I was driving my car and a guy was with me and I needed something out my purse and he went to take it out. And I was like, don't, like I snapped and he's like, what do you have in there? And I was like,
a million tampons. Don't worry about what I have
in
there.
I wear a cup.
Oh, right. I was like, oh, man, yesterday I had two condoms in my pocket and I took my phone out and one of the condoms just went out on the street.
Were you in West Hollywood though?
No, I was not in West Hollywood.
Were you with the person?
No, he was watching me across the street.
So you didn't see what it was though?
I don't think so. But like other people that were on the street like saw it.
Nice.
You know what? That's fine for That's them to know that.
Did you pick it up?
Yes, of course.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Well, then no one's touching the out. Like, we're not using the outside of it.
Okay.
You're not using the outside, but did you clean it before you used it? Because once you open it, you have touched the outside, and then you touch the inside, and then
Melissa, I don't know this man's last name.
That's how you track contamination. Uh-huh. You have to track it. You have to, from the very beginning of the dirt to everything that could possibly have touched the contaminated part. And that's what I use my brain on.
Same.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say, hey, dude, whose last name I don't know and probably first name isn't real. Do you mind if you delicately wash the outside of this condom?
You never heard of a goddamn Clorox wipe?
Right.
Babe.
That's what I was imagining the whole time was a Clorox.
You don't put it in the sink.
No.
That's not
the wipe idiots. It down.
Oh my God. You guys act like this is normal. I'm being gaslit is what's happening.
Is it?
Yes.
I think the majority would say.
I think the right move, honestly, in that situation for you knowing your life is so you pick that up and then you throw it away. Out. You have the other condom. That condom is lost to the gods.
But what if we need another one?
Then send that guy out to get another one.
He doesn't have one? Everybody should have one.
No men in West Hollywood have condoms.
Well, that's a problem.
Gay men don't wear. What is wrong with all of you?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I told Alex I'm just going to start being like, oh, that's fine. I would love to have a kid. I went to my gender doctor and then my old doctor left, which is so sad. I loved you, Dr. Delgado, but she left. And so I have a new doctor at the same gender clinic. And she was like, okay, so what are you doing for birth control? And I was like, oh, I use condoms. And then she was like, she turned to me as if, and like, God bless her, because I think she was scared of like using anatomical terms. Mm-hmm. But what it came across as was she was like, so if anytime an egg touches a sperm in a uterus, a baby can be made. And I was like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Like, what? But she didn't. I think it was because she didn't know if saying egg or uterus would like trigger me or whatever. But it came across as if she thought I didn't know how babies were made.
At your big age.
Yeah. Like, she was like, so there are other sort of birth control methods. And I was like, oh, no, you can use anatomical terms. But at first I was like, does this bitch think I don't know how babies are?
This is after you said you were using condoms?
Yeah, she was still like, you know, she was like, even on testosterone, you can still get pregnant. And I was like, I know, I made a short film about it.
And say I don't like all of the things that these subreddits are called because we know I don't like these terms, but this one's called Insane Parents.
Okay.
And this says
I just joined our shit mom group, say.
Okay, yes. So this was found on a different subreddit called Shit Mom Group, say. And then this person posted, so I monitor my 17-year-old's phone. I found messages between him and his 18-year-old girlfriend. saying he wishes I wasn't so overbearing, that he can't wait to tell me to fuck off and block my number when he's an adult. Told her he plans on buying a secret phone with his next paycheck next week so I can't go through his phone anymore.
That's so funny.
Making plans to sneak off and have sex, which I thought I put a stop to, and mentions of an apartment and how rent bills split will go. So I scrolled further because I didn't know what apartment they were talking about and payments. I scrolled until I got my answer. Since she's 18, she lives with roommates. Next year, when my son turns 18, he'll be moving in with her and one of the roommates, but in a different city. Looks like they chose one close to the college he plans on going to. I didn't even know about any of these plans, and I'm hurt that he basically plans on just disappearing. I don't know what to say. Here were my rules. No hanging with girlfriend alone, because they were having sex and can only hang out under adult supervision.
Oh, well, she's an adult.
Yeah, exactly. And she be supervising.
Curfew, 10 p.m. weekends. I must have the password to the phone and social media so I can monitor. And Life 360 stays on the phone as well. Phone's off at 10:11. And then the person that found this and posted it wrote, found on shit mom group say, he'll definitely be no contact as soon as he turns 18 and she'll still have no idea why.
Okay. Wow.
This seems like a bit much for a 17-year-old.
I was also, this is how gendered I am. I was like, for a boy?
You think they should have different rules?
No, but I just mean like usually boys get to do whatever they want. Like I was like, this is wild. Okay, so this goes with my thing that I have been saying and I have said on this show before is that moms are obsessed with their sons. Boy moms want to fuck their sons. And it's fucking weird and I don't like it. And she's pissed because she's not the woman in his life and that there's like a girlfriend that he might go off and be with and whatever. This is some weird Electra complex, edible complex, fucking
edible or Oedipus?
Oedipal.
Oedipal. Oh, Oedipal. I thought you said edible.
It's an edible complex. It's an edible arrangement. I think that this is like a mom trying to control her offspring, and I would classify this under covert incest. Thank you.
Wow. Shots fired. I just think it's so funny to be snooping in someone's phone and being like, I gotta get a new phone because this person keeps snooping on me.
Like this, so like,
I think he did this on purpose because he knew she was gonna read it.
Oh, that's interesting. I think it's just like hard for parents sometimes to recognize that their version of parenting is not working.
Correct.
And so then it's like a double down approach of like, oh, they're pulling away from me. Therefore, I must instate even more rules.
Yeah.
When like I would think that reading this would be like a major wake up call to be like, oh, I'm pushing my son away.
Right.
I need to give him more privacy and freedom or else I'm going to lose him.
Yes.
Not like I'm so confused. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of that, Allison. You're so right. That should have been the takeaway.
Right. Like, oh, I'm fucking this up. Let me adjust.
You're so right. Wow. I also think anytime it's like two kids are having sex and you're like, I have to separate them. I'm like, good luck.
I know. I thought about that. It's like, what do you do? Like, as a parent, like, what if your kid is having sex earlier than you think that they should be? You just make sure that it's safe sex and that they have like all the information. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you say,
they're
going to
do
open.
It anyway.
Yeah. And like, I'm here. I'm open. I want you to come to me if anything non-consensual happens, if you're pregnant, like I want, you know, I want you to be an open door for you because then young people sometimes get into these like domestic violence situations or intimate partner violence and they like, don't feel like they can tell their parents. And I would like hate if my kid was like being coerced sexually or something and felt like they couldn't come to me because they're like, oh, God forbid Gabe knows I had sex.
I don't think anyone would think that about you.
Well, you know what? would be karma if I had like the most Puritan, like young Republican child.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
That's a TV show.
Right. It is a TV show.
Okay. Whose turn is it for Reddit or not?
I think Gabe.
Oh Lord. Is there a subreddit for, I don't know, people who work on yachts?
Oh yeah.
Like yacht
there's,
workers.
Well, there's like reality shows about it.
No. I want just like how I follow the DoorDash subreddit. Like I want like I'm a yacht worker and.
Oh my God. John went through this phase where he was sending me all of this stuff from this Instagram account that was like for people who live on ships.
Well, he wants to live on a ship.
No, but like it was like I need to see if I can find any of it because it was so weird. And also incredibly popular.
He wants to live on a ship.
Yeah, he but like this was us. Like this was like marine life living, like tips on how to like not be depressed when you live on your ship. Or something weird. It was so weird.
How to not be depressed when you live on your ship is so funny. I can just picture John at home wearing a little captain's hat and watching a video about how to not be depressed on your ship. That is so funny and silly. Hey, Allison, there's... in case you're worried about being depressed on the ship, don't worry. I've got it under control.
There's a subreddit called Sailing Crew, and they talk a lot about pros
Sailing
and cons.
Sailing Crew, that's so fun.
Pros and cons of working on large yachts.
Oh, that's so fun. And what are the pros?
Okay, I'm sorry. I found one of the ones. He sends it to me, okay. And it's called Sailor Brothers _. And it's a meme that has three different photos with each caption. And it says, lip kiss is a fashion. Forehead kiss is an emotion. But for seafarers on board, both are imagination.
What does that mean?
That you're not getting any
You're not
kisses.
Getting anything. But you imagine it.
His life, his love, his lady is the sea.
Okay, and this is in the description of what this account is. It says, follow for latest contents based on maritime industry.
And John loves it.
Fastest maritime growing page.
I'm obsessed.
It's like, who's this for?
It's for John.
And this one says, this one's from an account called Marine_Insight. And it says, 8 ways to deal with a long distance relationship. Keep a diary. Maintain a diary for journaling your feelings and thoughts. It will help you reflect on yourself and your relationship.
It's for if you're at sea.
If you're at sea in a long distance relationship.
Okay, but to be fair, my sister-in-law was in the Navy, and she did have to go to Guam for like 4 months, and she had limited internet, and she couldn't talk to my brother, and he was going stir crazy.
No, obviously people need this because it has 5,000 likes.
I go to it. My brother-in-law follow. My brother. Follows it. My brother was like, they live in San Diego and she was in the Navy. There would be these signs, these billboards all around that would be like, Navy wife, are you lonely? Like, don't worry, there's support groups. And he would be like, what about Navy husband, you sexists?
Yeah, well, you should follow me.
You should follow this account.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday with a full episode of Just Between Us. And if you want to hear the entire thing ad-free, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/justbetweenus. But if you're not able to subscribe at the moment, we'll be back on Monday with another full free episode of Too Long Did Read It.
Patreon.com/justbetweenus. Tatsala teetu.
Tatsala too teet.
Teet.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.
Hi, everyone. It's Allison here to announce that I have officially opened a relationship coaching business. That's right. I now am seeing individuals and couples for sessions where we work through our relationship issues, our thoughts around dating, how to better communicate with our partners, all with a real mental health focused framing. So if you're interested in booking a session or learning more, please go to my website, allisonraskin.com/coaching, or email me at raskincoaching@gmail.com.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.